You are listening to the Satellite Sisters weekly recap of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. This week's episode was called Revelation. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm with my sister, Julie Dolan, in Dallas, Texas. And Julie, ding dong, the doomsday cult is dead.
I was like, thank goodness they somehow. No, I was going with the storyline no matter what, as long as that cult blew up, Leanne. Okay, there were some improbable twists and turns, and we're going to be talking about it. But whatever they needed to do, including those fake Lego helicopters in that one scene, whatever they needed to do, Leanne, I was all in on this. You know, they even had to bring in Russians, for goodness sake.
I know. At one point, Russell was explaining what had just happened, and I was like, thank you, Russell, because I just didn't understand what had happened. He was explaining. I like when they do those scenes in Madam Secretary where maybe the plot gets a little too twisty and turny for the average TV viewer or Leanne, and so I appreciated that. But yeah, this episode had three storylines, one global, two personal. The personal ones I thought were both very satisfying. But the global one, we did pick up the thread of the doomsday cult. Now it's working with Al-Qaeda to release a biological weapon. I mean, almost everything about that was wackadoodle, really. But
no, again, but just go with it, Leanne.
Right.
If it got us to the conclusion that we wanted, that we wouldn't have to be dealing with the doomsday cult anymore, right. I was all for it.
Okay. And then we had Blake's storyline. So last week we got to know Blake a lot better. We know he is a cat. We know he likes to talk to his mom on the way to work. And now we know that he's bisexual. And so does everyone, including Madam Secretary. Like, he finally confessed his sexuality to his boss, or informed his sexuality to his boss. And she responded in typical perfect MSEC fashion.
I know. That was it. I mean, Bess was the boss, you know, I always wanted and always wanted to be, you know, to have that sort of warm but strong, professional but still willing to understand the personal approach. And that was a great final scene that we'll talk about.
And then the third storyline was Stevie deciding not to go to law school. Right on, Stevie. All right.
Okay. McCords, what's up with them, Leanne? That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know, though. You know, this week, our sister Liz Dolan, we do a regular podcast, Satellite Sisters, but our sister Liz Dolan has broken off. She's the Diana Ross of the group, and she's doing a podcast called I Hate My Boss about workplace issues. And this week, Liz recalled that when she was 24, she almost went to law school. Do you recall that? And she said on the show, like, it would have been the worst mistake of my life, because I just realized she applied, she got in, she was like seconds away from going to law school. And then she realized, I don't want to be a lawyer. So.
And apparently your dog, Steffi, does not want Liz to be a lawyer either.
No, she agrees. She agrees. It was funny, though, in this week's Madam Secretary, when I was watching it, I tape it and I watch it Monday morning because I have to take notes and everything like that. And there was the scene at the end of the show when Russell rings the doorbell at the house.
Yes.
And Steffi freaked out. She's like, doorbell, doorbell.
That's good. I'm glad she's attentive to Madam Secretary.
All right. So let's just get through this doomsday cult story. Okay. I mean, you know, we had some pretty good visuals. A lot of zero dark 30, you know, type of visuals. A lot of helicopters in this. People in tunnels.
Those were pretty like cheesy looking helicopters. Now,
you know, they're a TV show, Julie.
I know. Again, whatever it takes. Okay. They needed to have some helicopter scenes. That was all good.
They're trying their best there. There's only so much they can pay for special effects, and that's okay. We don't want to encourage them. But, you know, we had the night vision goggles. We had the scenes of everybody sitting around in the, you know, in the security room. Right.
Yeah.
Watching everything. And then we had that little spat in the Oval Office between Bess and Henry. Bess is being read in on what's happening, and it turns out, Henry's going to Jerusalem to lead this top secret team to, liaise with Mossad.
I mean, what the SEAL Team Zero? That's what I say, Leanne. I mean, he has two broken legs and he's on crutches.
I know.
this is your top team that you're sending to like to figure everything out? That was like total SEAL Team Zero. I was with Bess on that. Obviously, she doesn't want her husband to go. You know, he just got shot.
He is shot. Yeah, the reason he has the broken legs. I mean, in real life, he had a ski accident. But Henry on TV, he got shot by a member of this doomsday cult. So he goes off. He's doing some liaising there with the security the Mossad, their version of the CIA. He's doing that. Things are in the tunnel. They have to go into some secret tunnels that everyone knows are there. And oh, lo and behold, all the doomsday cult guys get killed, except the leader. He gets wounded pretty badly, but none of the Al-Qaeda guys. So it turns out that Al-Qaeda appears to have duped them and just taken this biological weapon themselves. So
yeah, never trust Al-Qaeda. There you go. Do not get in a tunnel with Al-Qaeda. I mean, those cult guys are pretty dumb. I mean, come on.
They're dumb.
They had spent too much time like in the woods there. You know, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
So they're all dumb.
I don't really believe that they would work with Al-Qaeda, like because of their philosophy. But OK, you're right. We're just going with it. Then there were more helicopters and somehow the Russians had to get involved. And so we have Russian troops and American troops working together. And then we have, you know, the shaky cam, like night vision goggles, you know, kind of footage as they go into the house to discover the biohazard. And then there's a firefight and oops, the Americans' bombs hit the Russian soldiers, the wrong target. That was bad.
That was bad. That's really bad.
Really bad.
Right. If you're going to make a mistake, don't bomb the Russians. Okay.
This is all going to be part of the New York Times story that they do on MSEC about this whole sort of arms deal. This is her Iran-Contra. Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. She's working on this story right now.
Okay.
I know she is. Okay. I mean, really, MSEC, this was bad. The Russians getting killed, not good.
Yeah.
So then here he comes. Oliver is back. Apparently the only IT guy in the U.S. government. He's back.
Yes.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. Because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you are going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
I'm happy. He didn't like Silicon Valley, Leanne. He wants to be back. Do you think there's a chance that he and Daisy are going to reunite?
I think so, Jewel.
Okay.
And I think they're going to raise the baby of the dead CIA officer. But yes. Okay. So I think that may be why they brought him back. And then in sort of a freakish echo of what's actually happening in the news, there was a whole conversation about Nixon and Watergate. Could you believe that?
Yeah, that was just...
I mean, that was crazy.
Really? I know. I mean, when did they write that? I mean, how...
A couple months ago, you know?
That's right. So...
Whew. Okay. So then we have Henry trying to, quote, deprogram the cult leader.
Ugh,
I thought that was tedious. And I wanted
agree
to
with you, Leanne. I agree. That it's like, I don't care about this guy. I don't care that I can't understand what he's saying because he's got tubes in his mouth and his nose. So I just did not. Yeah. Who cares? That was a
and
big
then,
who cares.
Yeah. And like Henry sort of invoking, you know, the prayer of St. Francis, make yes. me an instrument of your peace. I was offended by that. Oh, he's deprogramming him. I like St. Francis, my favorite saint. Okay, so I just have really Henry? Question mark, question mark, question mark. And okay. then they suss out, oh, the target of the biological weapon. It wasn't in the house. It wasn't in the crashed helicopter. They're going after the Pope. They're going to Rome, where, of course, oops, Bess is with her whole team at a G20 summit, all right? So so they've left the kids at home with Stevie. More on that later. And Bess is in Rome. Henry is in, quote, London, air quotes. And, yeah. oh, it's they're going after the Pope. Oh, wait, no, they're going after Dalton. So all of a sudden, there's some indication at the G20 dinner, the formal dinner, that a biological weapon is being released into the air. And this was... This was the jump the shark moment for me in this story.
Okay.
Madam Secretary starts barking security orders at Jay, the policy wonk. Like,
right, like as if he is going to be able to do that. Yeah.
yeah. Hey, go check the HVAC system, Jay. Turn it off. I mean, he's Jay.
I know. I didn't get that. Okay. And again, they're in this Italian villa, but yet the HVAC system has giant red levers that make it really easy to shut it down. I mean, do you think that's what the HVAC system looks like in an Italian villa? And I like it that it was just one security guard yeah. in an Armani jacket.
I know.
That, and, you know, you have the G20 meeting, right. world leaders. There's one guy. That's it. He comes down to the basement. Turns those big levers. Okay. The world yeah. is saved.
The chain of command, Madam Secretary, Jay the policy wonk, HVAC tech. And that's hard to believe. But okay. Whew. They say President Dalton, even though he's wearing suspenders. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
And then we wrap this, you know, this storyline up. Henry and his FBI buddy have a, Henry has a line about having front row seats to all the ugliness in the names of our religions. And that's kind of a nice moment. But by then I was tired,
I was singing hallelujah, Leon. That's what I was singing. A lot like Steffi. Steffi's really happy that we're not going to be talking about the doomsday cult.
Okay. All right. One sec. Let me go quiet her down. Oh, she's quieted down. Okay. So second storyline. Let's go to Stevie. Should we go to Stevie?
Yes.
All right. So both her parents are, one's going on a G20 mission. Her father's going on the secret mission. So they ask Stevie to run the show a little bit at home. And they're concerned because she gives in too easy. Stevie, who's supposed to be the rebel, gives in too easy and agrees to help her, you know, Secretary of State mother and her spy father out by making sure that the teenagers get to school.
I didn't understand this, Leanne. And Bess goes on and says, I don't want to clip her wings. Here she is. Bess is worried that Stevie's not having enough fun. Okay, let's review. Stevie used to date like a heroin user, right?
Yeah.
So she's had plenty of fun.
Yeah.
And did our mom ever worry that we weren't having enough fun?
No.
No, Leanne. So anyway, but Bess is worried about Stevie because she doesn't want her to just become a homebody. She wants her to spread her wings and she wants her to go to Harvard Law School, Leanne.
Right. That's really it. She just knows her rings have already been clipped. I mean, let's face it. She got in line. She obviously got good grades in college. She got engaged to some British guy when she was like 20. And now she works at the White House and does exactly what her mother wants her to do. And she got waitlisted at Harvard Law School. So she has to go to Georgetown. And Bess just can't let it go. There are a lot of helicopters in this show. And Bess was one of them. Like, helicoptering in. So Russell sets up, Chief of Staff Russell and Stevie's boss sets up a special meet between Stevie and the Harvard Law School admissions guy who just happens to be in D.C. And I believe if you're the chief of staff of the president, that would happen. Like, I believe that. Of course, Jason, who she thought was faking and she may go to school, actually may be having some sort of appendicitis, right? Acute appendicitis.
Yeah.
So she has to make the classic Sophie's choice, go to the hospital or go meet with the admissions director of Harvard Law School. And she picks go to the hospital. And this creates a very funny conference call, actually, with her parents. I thought that was pretty funny.
Okay, can I talk about it, Leanne? My head was exploding again. Let's review. They're having a non-secure conference call with the Secretary of State and the head of SEAL Team Zero, where they're they're able to disclose their locations. Okay, and they're just on a cell phone. You cannot do that, people. Okay? Okay, carry on.
Okay. I think you can do anything now, Julie.
We need to have some secure lines, Leanne, okay? We need some sat phones, okay? All right? Burner phones, anything. Just not
your iPhone?
No, Leanne.
All right. So ultimately, though, Stevie decides that she doesn't want to go to law school. Not yet. She feels like she's serving her country by supporting her mother in her very important work, which I thought was actually a very sweet thing to say.
Did you buy that? What did you think of that, Leanne?
I thought it was a very sweet thing to say. You know, it's like she's finally looking up and she's like, my mother is the Secretary of State. Oh, my gosh. That's a huge job. Like, I think it's finally dawning on her that her mother has a giant job. So I think she probably doesn't want to go to law school anyway. And so she looks up and sees like, you know what, maybe this is where I should be. Instead of planning for the future, I should work for today, which I think is, you know, what a lot of kids go through after college are sort of struggling. Sometimes graduate schools seem like an easy way out because they haven't been in the real world. And then she looks around and says, oh, it's a real world application. And this would be important to my family. And there are probably other ways I can serve. So that was my guess. You didn't buy it?
Because I don't know. If someone is about to like open the door for you to go to Harvard Law School, seems like a really good opportunity to me. But just saying. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good point. But it's not like, first of all, I was just screaming deferment on, just take deferment. Even if you just defer, Georgetown,
just put down a deposit and don't show up, but yeah. Save your spot. Yes.
Yeah. Just defer, okay. You know, okay. Maybe not say no right away. But then I heard Liz's podcast, like she thought, I'll just go to law school because work is hard. I don't know what to do with my life. Oh, I don't want to go to law school. I think that happens. So,
yes. Okay. Maybe
Harvard
she
Law
doesn't.
School or not, you know, I
yes.
think that happens.
Okay.
So she's decided not to go to law school and we'll see how that goes over with her mom and dad when they get home from wherever they are, London and Rome.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, we have Blake's storyline and we learned a little bit about Blake last week. You know, but we also learned that he's very private about his private life and that's the way he wants to keep it. Now he's off to this G20 summit. It's being organized by a bank will be there presenting and it's a bank that he used to work for. And he's very uptight about seeing these bankers again. And he has a Nadine couch session there.
Right. Right. That was nice.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, like you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay. You know, we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and
for
chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because yeah. it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
I like that. It was. I mean, I like that. I like that exchange. I like that relationship between those two characters. And I just, you know, and I like the way it sort of played out. I mean, you know, Nadine is just totally cool. You know, she was just listening, not offering advice, and let him sort of, you know, work it out amongst himself, you know?
Right. And he was struggling with this idea that he left banking after 1 year to go into public service. And now all the people he worked with are filthy rich and he's in public service. So right. I think that's a real struggle. But we get the underlying feeling something else is going on. And as it turns out, one of the bankers there not only knows Blake, but they dated for 9 months.
You could see that a mile away, right?
Yeah.
Where they were saying, you know, that there was something between these two.
Right.
They were not just colleagues, that there had been a relationship. Yep.
So afterwards, right. And Blake is very reluctant to sort of introduce this banker to his current colleagues. He doesn't really qualify how he knows him or anything. So then there's a follow-up scene in the bar. And I thought that was a beautifully underwritten scene between the two men where, you know, former boyfriends trying to figure it out. He accuses Blake of still being in the closet. And Blake just says, basically, I like to keep my private life private. I don't think it really impacts my work. And, oh, by the way, I'm not gay. I'm bi. And the guy's not buying it, but Blake is sticking with his story there. So, and then, you know, they talked, I thought that was a really well-written scene. And so then he's clearly thinking a lot about it, thinking about this idea of how can people ever really get to know you if you don't tell them their truth? Do you ever really have any true experiences? So on the way back from the airport, he decides to confess to Madam Secretary, tell his boss basically that he's bi. And she, first of all, is wearing, just finally, she's wearing like cozy clothes on the way home, you know, which I appreciated. She had on a really nice cashmere sweater.
She had done a lot of work, Leon. She had like saved the leaders of the free world.
So she's saying goodbye to Blake. And he says, okay, I, you know, Madam Secretary, I'm bi. And she's like, bye, I'll see you in the morning.
I know. It was... And he just started bumbling and rambling and more bumbling and more rambling. And the nice part was that I liked her reaction. I mean, she said nothing. She really said nothing, Ryan, but she listened.
Right.
And he got it all out. You know, he just really wanted to tell someone that he works very closely with and whom he admires. He said he admires the Secretary of State. And he just wanted her to know this about himself, you know, and then I thought it was just touching that she you know, she got out of the car and gave him a nice big hug. That was nice.
Yes, that was a very real gesture. And that was a very nice moment. So that wrapped up the episode and it wrapped up the Doomsday Cult. And we got to know a little bit more. I think we're going to see more in the next season about, I like these personal stories. I'm curious about where Stevie's headed. You know, maybe we'll see more from Blake or more from other characters as we get to know them. Oliver returning, right? That could have implications for Daisy.
I know. Poor Daisy was just nauseous in this episode. I mean, you felt sorry for her.
You did.
A little overseas trip. You know, she's pregnant. You know, first thing she wants to do is like hit the garbage can to.
I know. And you have to give a press briefing. Oh, gosh. That must be terrible.
Poor thing. Yeah. So I mean, we have encouraged Madam Secretary to do this, to tell us more about the staff. We like to hear the backstories of the staff members. We like to see that exchange. And so they're finally delivering, Leon.
Yes.
Okay. So we're happy about that.
Yes. Okay. So what do we have? Binders full of blouses. Okay. First of all, I thought there were just some great blouses this week.
Yes. The big giant ruffle blouse.
That would look good on you. Yeah. That was a nice blouse.
I thought it would look good on you too, Leon. I think we should all get the big, big ruffle. One big ruffle going down. It was just a beautiful blouse. Yeah.
And then there was that wrappy kind of goldish one that she had too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That was good. Mm-hmm. Okay. The red dress at the G20 dinner, unexpected little two-piece dress. It looked like a little bit of sparkle there. Liked it very much. We don't see her in red a lot, you know, so that
The thing about it was the fabric was beautiful. The color was bold. And yet the design of the dress with that little jacket and you know, a sort of the single long sheath, it was still a very conservative look. So something that a Madam Secretary could wear. So she was still making a strong fashion statement with the color and the fabric, but the design was just perfect. So it was a good touch, Lane.
Yeah. And I liked the way she had her hair just sort of pulled back with the blingy barrette off center. Did you see
that? Yeah, that's you, Lane. You could do that. Okay.
Believe me, taking notes. And then a Peter Frampton t-shirt. Good to see Frampton comes alive right there. On Madam Secretary. I do have to call out the suspenders on POTUS, though. Like, could he just be any duller, that guy, with now he has suspenders?
Grandpa. Well, I guess a lot of men with the tuxedo, Leanne, do not like cummerbunds.
But he had them on in the Oval Office. He had them on, you know, in a scene with a suit.
Yeah. I know. I'm not the grandpa suspenders. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're comfortable, you know, more comfortable than a belt or a cummerbund. I'm not sure.
Okay. Maybe they are. All right. Anything else, Jewel? Next week's season finale. So
I know. So that's exciting. Okay. And I hope that, you know, we see more of Nadine next week. I think maybe that could be, that would be a nice treat for us to have a little storyline with Nadine and keep the Blake coming. That's what I say.
Yeah. Keep the Blake coming. Love it. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. You can listen to our weekly podcast, Satellite Sisters, at iTunes, Stitchers, or at satellitesisters.com. This week, Julie and I discussed the New York Times Magazine story on open marriages. We have some questions about that. Right, Jill?
Oh, yeah. A few. No judgment, just a lot of opinion about it.
Okay. We also discuss the workout routine Pippa Middleton is doing to get ready for a wedding. So you see, we got some heavy hitting stuff there. And then stop buying avocado toast, millennials, so you can buy a house. We discussed that, too. We're the Satellite Sisters. Jill, have a great week.
You too, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.